Welcome to the Referral Kings Podcast, where we talk about how to build, grow, and scale your agency. TheReferralKings.com. It's time to become a mega agent. The show starts right now.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of The Insurance Zone. My name is Steve Goodall. Listen, I want to talk today because this actually came off the back of a conversation I had with an agent over the weekend. And sort of the gist of it was basically that, you know, sort of the usual story, the leads aren't working, you know, I can't get people on the phone. We've tried doing some Facebook ads, we've tried doing some Google stuff that was just way too expensive. And, you know, we ended up, you know, getting in a conversation about this because I'm really trying to hit this home. And after the phone call, I did some research. And here's the thing, right? So one of the things that I discovered was that nearly 30% of American users online are now using ad blockers. Okay, so you as agents, the idea of buying leads and generating your lead and leads yourself, one of the problems with that is, of course, 30% of your audience now literally are blocking what you do. Now, for those of you that buy leads, that, you know, you might think, oh, well, that doesn't really affect me because I just buy leads. It does. Because what happens is that those companies that are generating the leads, and basically there's a three-step process. There's, for want of a better word, affiliate marketers who basically create hundreds of websites and tons of forms and so forth. And then they get people to that website, and they run ads on Facebook and they run ads on Google, get them to the website, get them to sign up. Then when they sign up, you're the lead vendor that you buy leads off, buy leads from them, and then they sell them to you. Okay, so what happens is that when you've got 30% of the current internet users in the US using an ad blocker, and an ad blocker basically will prevent any ads showing. And so what happens is that the volume goes down. Now, if the volume goes down and you can still get the supply you want of leads, where are they coming from? And that is one of the big issues that I think are facing not just the insurance industry, but so many other industries. So here's the thing, and I want to kind of just put this in perspective, because I spoke to the agent about this before I'd done the research on it. But I said to him, and I'm saying to you guys now, you know, if you had people calling your agency going, can you stop contacting me? Can you not target me on Facebook anymore? If you were being told those questions, even if you had one or two call you during the day saying that, you would take stock of what you're doing from a marketing point of view. But that's exactly what America is telling every business, okay? Now, here's the next interesting thing. And when I was talking with the agent was like, the problem I have is, you know, the ads we're running, you know, just everybody only, cares about price now. And I'm going to say to you guys now that are listening, the same as what I said to the agent, absolutely is not on price. And here's why. 60% of American consumers actually want to do research on any product they buy before they are willing to talk to, for want of a better word, a salesperson. Now, for you as insurance agents, that is a golden opportunity, because here's what the public are saying. We don't want to see your ads anymore, right? We don't want to fill in lead forms anymore. We don't want to do all of that stuff. What we want to do is understand more about your product. We want to have an informed decision, and consumers want that information. So if you've got 60% of consumers telling you they want more information before they even want to talk to a salesperson, and you've got 30% of the population telling you that they don't even want to see your ads, guess what? Buying leads is not the way to go. What you guys should be focusing on, and what I keep saying on these podcasts, is you've got to look at delivering value. Now, that's where it gets, I know some agents go, well, what do you mean by that? So you need to establish yourselves as a reason for them to buy from you rather than just another corporate. Because right now, the big online industries, all they're doing is just selling the product, right? They're not helping the consumer. It's fill in a form, quick, quick, quick. And even though that was working 2 years ago, it's not working now. And I promise you, the next 18 months, 2 years, we're going to see a massive change. Here's the thing. Like, I know what I was advising agents to do 18 months ago now doesn't work. Okay, everything, you know, anybody out there saying, oh, you know, this has worked for me for years, it doesn't. Everything is changing, and it's changing very quickly now. So what I'm suggesting to any agents listening is take a portion of whatever you spend on leads every month and start looking at producing content. And when I say content, what I mean is to provide value to, you know, so let's say you want to increase your home insurance, you know, sort of policy signings. Think about, without selling anybody anything, think about how you would discuss the pros and cons, what people need to look out for, you know, sort of things that would make a significant difference. You know, you'll be amazed at what, you know, sort of we in the industry just assume that everybody knows. The general public necessarily won't. So use things, and if you really want to sort of, you know, get into, you know, really what people are looking out for, go to places like Quora. Go on there, you know, sort of type in something like home insurance or, you know, homeowners insurance, something like that. You'll start to see the type of questions that people are asking. If they're asking them, go answer them. Sure, they might not be in your state. Sure, you might never be able to sell them a policy, but you're not answering for that person who asked the question. You're answering that question for the thousands of other people that are going to read that answer. So I guess what I'm really trying to get to today is to really come down that consumers, like worldwide, but certainly in America, are tired and frustrated with ads because they don't want to be sold anymore. And we can keep trying to force that subject on them, but it's just what's happening is, you know, things that were very profitable, you know, sort of 10, 20 years ago, you could throw an ad in a newspaper and you got something from it. Okay, we all know that newspaper advertising is pretty much dead. I know some agents still have a lot of success with postcards, but again, the reports I'm getting back is it's becoming less and less effective. That's the thing. Your audience is literally telling you where they want you to be and how they want you to talk to them. And if we could just keep repeating the same old, we're going to lose. So what I want you guys to do today is think about starting to produce content. Now, you know, there's plenty of places that you can actually go to help you create this kind of content. You know, I Mopar Marketing, obviously, they do content creation there. There's, you know, and they can handle the whole social media side of things. But that's what you need to do. Your entire audience is online now. And they are all on their phones, and they're on Facebook, and they're on Instagram, they're on Snapchat. And if you guys are not visible on those platforms, you will not survive. It is as simple as that, because there is too much competition out there for you to be able to just do what used to work and hope it still works in five years' time, probably just 6 months' time. So anyway, listen, I want feedback on this. So, you know, I really hope a whole bunch of you disagree with me on this, because I kind of, I want that discussion, and I would really like that. And, you know, if you've got examples of how, you guys producing, you know, sort of value content has actually helped your agency, let me know. I'd love to get you on the podcast. And likewise, if you've been producing stuff and it's just been doing nothing, or you've tried, you know, sort of doing more content marketing, for want of a better word, and you haven't got anywhere with it, you know, let me know. If you want to come on the podcast, I'd be more than happy to have you on there and, you know, kind of let's talk this out. So anyway, that was basically today. I just wanted something brief just something for you guys to kind of think about today is it's, you know, the fundamental basis of agencies in the United States is going away. I promise you that lead generation is sliding. It's going the wrong way. It's getting more and more expensive to do. And even though, you guys, I know a lot of you will sit at the kind of the end of the funnel. So, you know, you basically, you have a company that's going to get somebody on the phone with you. But there are more and more restrictions. There are more and more people who are just turned off from that. Okay. And so wouldn't it be so much better for somebody to simply call your agency and go, hey, listen, you know, you clearly know what you're talking about. I need this. There's no sell. There's no sell. And there are so many companies, not just in insurance, but outside of insurance as well, that literally do not need to sell anymore because they have established themselves as an authority. All your carriers tell you the same thing. You've got to become a trusted advisor, the authority in that. That, by doing that, just in your agency when people walk through the door, isn't enough. Because an agency down the street can simply just buy some exposure on Facebook and get in front of more people than you can. Now, the plus side of this is that the agencies in general are still using marketing spend when they are going onto Facebook just to push ads. And that is getting less and less return. The way forward is to actually produce content and get those people to actually realize that you're an authority and you are the best at what you do. All right, guys, like I said, you know, any feedback, please, sort of give that in to me. If any of you want to come on the podcast and kind of talk about this as well, I'd love to hear from you. And I will catch you next time. As always, you can connect with us on LinkedIn and also Facebook. We have a Facebook group called The Insurance Zone. Join up there and we'll catch you next time. Thanks.
You have been listening to The Referral Kings, daily advice to grow your agency. Connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, or write us a letter. If the 80s is still your thing.